Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building for the interview hour, our daily selection where we get into different conversations with artists and musical figures from around the world and specifically the UK, looking at the projects they're working on, where they've come from, and of course, what is on the way today. I'm very excited to be getting into this conversation, a very influential figure in and around UK rap music in general, someone who's built a couple of magnificent brands, to be honest with you, and someone that's paved the way for a lot of artists to do what they're doing today. A man like Joey Clipstar joins us today. How are you doing, sir? How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Bo. And you?
I'm great, sir. I'm great. I'm really excited to get into the convo. Obviously, there's a ton for us to dive into. Obviously, a new season on the way, which has actually already started landing, as I saw earlier. Yeah. There's been some really exciting bits on the way. Just so people are aware, I feel you're going to do a much better job of explaining all the different things you're involved in than I will. So, just for those that aren't aware, who is Joey Clipstar and what does he do on an average day-to-day basis?
So, Joey Clipstar, I am CEO of Hardest Bars, general manager of Link Up TV. I have HB Freestyles, which is a weekly freestyle platform that goes out on Link Up TV every Thursday at 6 p.m. The new season has just started a few weeks back, and that's what's going on right at this moment.
Amazing, man. Amazing. I mean, we're speaking about two very well-recognized brands there, obviously. I want to kind of dive back to the beginning for yourself with this kind of journey that you've been on. In regards to kind of Link Up TV and that sort of, I suppose, collaborative scenario you kind of found yourself in, how did that first come into play?
So, 2011, I started Hardest Bars. It was literally just a chart show. Me and a friend was just literally counting down the best lyrics and the best tracks of the week from 5 to 1. We'd done it from September 2011 to, like, let's say, end of 2012. And by the end of 2012, Link Up TV just got in contact and said they wanted the show on their platform. So that's how we got in contact. We launched it on their platform the following January. And the rest is history.
It's all come from there.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I mean, I had a little look through some of the earlier earlier kind of videos where you're doing the kind of conversations. There's a real kind of feel. I'm trying to think of a better word than just passionate about UK music and the way that you're describing a lot of the lyricism, the way you're kind of breaking things down, the way everything's kind of chopped together. In those kind of early days, I'm talking before Link Up here. I'm talking when you're actually putting these shows together for yourself and it's all pretty much like a DIY scenario. What were the kind of like the most difficult things to put together in that kind of scenario? What were the bits that you remember being like, I just wish this was easier at the time?
You know what it was? The hardest thing for us at that time was editing the whole thing. I mean, luckily my co-host, Bar for Bar, he was starting uni. So he had bought himself a camera. So the camera-wise, we was all good for that. It was just once we filmed everything, it was the editing bit that was a bit tedious for us. I took turns. I know that me and him took turns. My mum was even trying to help because it was something that was it's like with editing, you know what you're doing, but you don't know the track transitions or the certain things to do to make it look as professional as you want it to. So that was the most tedious thing at that time, but then like I said, we got the hang of it by the time we had done it for a year, and by the time we got the hang of it, and then Rashid from Link Up TV was like, yo, like, I love the show. Like, why don't we just bring it to Link Up and I'll film and edit? It was like, oh, funny. Like, someone's going to take that whole burden off us.
Amazing, man. Amazing. I mean, the thing with that is I was going to ask next, like, what was the biggest difference? But I'm assuming it must have been being able to focus on content more specifically and not having to worry about, we're not going to film that bit because it's going to be long to edit. It's more actually focusing on content, I suppose.
Exactly. So at the time when Rashid got in contact with us, we had just started doing interviews. So we was reaching out to people off our own backs doing interviews. So as soon as we met with Link Up TV, they said, okay, cool, you're doing interviews, so let's get some more artists. And they were showing us artists that we never had contact to back then. So it was introducing more interviews. It was introducing us to, like, different camera tricks and skills for the show, so it looks a lot cleaner than how we was doing it. So it was just an upgrade of the whole show, to be honest.
Amazing. I mean, this is the thing, that sort of transition is always cool to see, and that kind of leveling up process. But I know personally I've been in situations where I've looked back at those kind of early days of learning to kind of, I suppose, even bodge things together, just kind of finding the tricks and finding the ways of doing things. what would you say that you've kind of taken from those early days more than anything else, in moving on to the levels you're kind of working now?
It was just implementing that grind mode of just banging out. Back then, we was promoting it on Twitter, and my trick on Twitter was to get the link of the episode. Say if it was season one, episode one. So I'll put Hardest Bar season one, episode one, put the YouTube link, and I'll try to add as much people in one tweet as possible and tweet that out. So I was going through my following list and just trying to add as much people in one tweet, because if one person retweets, then that's going to alert the others, and then if someone else, and it goes on and on and on. So our thing was very much just trying to get out there. So we was trying all things, word of mouth, Twitter, Facebook, everything, but it instilled a lot of work ethic in us and just banging out, just working every week without fail. I mean, when we started it, even to when it stopped, a few years ago, I think I missed like 1 week of filming, and that was like in 7 years, 8 years of just doing the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah. So the work ethic, what it built in me, was crazy.
Amazing, man. I mean, this is the thing that I feel for a lot of people who are trying to build projects and kind of start their own things off. They, to an extent, I feel people always see a project once it's blossomed. They see the project all that sort of back end work's gone in. So it's really interesting to hear about the kind of early days, obviously getting involved in the editing, just learning how to get things done and actually just buckling down and doing it. It's a really interesting thing. And then obviously off the back of that, you've then moved into doing the actual freestyle series as well, directly on LinkUp TV. And that's what the new series is going to be on. So talk to me again about that transition for you, I suppose, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it, just as a musical figure at this point. How did you find your role changing more than anything else?
So when I started at LinkUp, my relationship with Rashid, the CEO, just blossomed into a natural friendship. We just naturally became friends, just by me filming with him, editing, me just chilling while he's editing, and just naturally just becoming friends. So after the first year of that, we was good friends. We'll go on holiday together. We'll go shopping together. Like, we just became best friends. So the more that I got close to him, the more that I would follow him to musical events. So the more that different people in the music industry would know who I am just by rolling with him and understand, oh, that's the Hardest Bars guy. Oh, but he's with LinkUp. Then I kind of molded myself into this role of the guy to get in contact with if you want anything at LinkUp, because Rashid, the CEO, was a cameraman. He was always busy, so you could hardly get a hold of him. But everyone knew he always rolls with Joey. So if you shout Joey, that we can get a hold of him. So over the 7-8 years of when we started to work, I just molded myself like into this figure of just an A&R of just the whole of the LinkUp TV company. So by the time it got to the transition from the show, the Countdown show, to the freestyle show, I was at a point where I was like, I've made so much connections with rappers, I've bought rappers up, I've done so much things at LinkUp, I have my own connections with these people. And I feel the top five show wasn't as impactful as it was when I first started it. Because when I first started it, my whole thing was there's no other rap show, but the closest thing to it was Trevor Nelson with The Lick back years ago,
bro.
Exactly. So up until 2018, I was like, you know what, like, this isn't given what it once was. So I need to move with the times, or else I'm going to get caught out just like a dinosaur, just the same old stuff going on and on. So I thought, you know what? I think, you know, it was a chat with my mum, actually. And she was like, why don't you just do your own freestyle show? And I was like, Oh, yeah, great. And literally, I just phoned a whole load of artists that I had a relationship with, said, come down on this day. They came down. All of the cameramen was actual LinkUp TV cameramen. So I said, I've got this idea. I just want it to be my freestyle show. You guys do what you can. They just came and done the best job for me. And it just launched in 2018 on, I think it was Boxing Day, 2018. And again, from there, just now, like, now we're on to season four. And again, like, even if you watch the first episode of that in 2018 to even now, like, the production level has gone up, and just 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 the transition and the growth is just amazing, to be honest.
It's so cool to kind of see, and I feel this is something now, as a platform, like freestyle videos and things like that, they're so kind of intrinsically kind of intertwined with what goes on in UK music. They're such an important part, like so many people have grown up watching these platforms, and kind of seeing artists pop on them for the first time a lot of the time as well. Yeah. There was a long period in the UK where people weren't even putting out tunes, they were just doing freestyle videos.
Yeah,
and there was a long period where that was a scenario. Like, kind of, I wanted to ask, like, kind of with this, when you've been kind of selecting artists to do it, I know that you mentioned at first that you just hollered a load of people and got a load of people down. How has that process, I suppose, refined over the four seasons of doing it on choosing who to pick to go?
Cool. So at first, I just wanted to kick off my freestyle show. So it was literally all my artist friends, come down, just do an exclusive freestyle for me, please. And let's just kick this off. So as soon as it was kicked off, then it built the momentum of, oh, wow, this is sick. I want to go in it. Then it built to a point where it's like, all right, cool. What's my actual ethos here? What's my USP? Because there's a whole lot of other freestyle shows and they all have their own thing. So I can't just do a freestyle show and just think, yeah, I just want to get anyone. I need to have a plan. So as the years went by and different seasons went by, you'll even hear in my intros, at first it's just HB freestyles, whatever. Then it got to like the up and comers or the legends or this or that. And this season now, season four, it's all about giving a platform to the international acts that I don't feel really get the recognition that they deserve. I mean, there's a load of rappers everywhere that, you know, that just need that push. And I feel like in the UK, I've basically worked with a lot of people. So I thought, you know what, there's no point relapping everyone in the UK and work with. Let me kind of venture out because I can and give that same opportunity to some international acts. So in the end of season three, we was venturing with a few Spanish acts, French acts, and the feedback was brilliant. So I was like, you know what, season four, I just want to incorporate that a lot more, and just trying to stretch out the brand from just the UK but to Europe and just to everywhere else, like, you know, just to, because the opportunities that I've given to people, I want to keep on doing that, but I want to do it worldwide more than just a UK thing.
Awesome. I mean, this is where it does get really interesting, because obviously every country, I feel, every country that has a kind of international vested interest in their own sound has their own kind of take on what rap music is. Obviously, the UK, now one of the leading kind of global places for this, but you see places like, for instance, Australia, you see places kind of across Europe now getting involved and pushing their own sound and it going properly internationally viral. Like, what sort of places are you looking to take it this season? I know you mentioned Spanish and French first time, and I know there's a lot of very good scenes in both of those places. How international are we talking here?
So at the moment, end of last season, we started in Spain and France just to see what it would be like, and it was well. So this season, we've already done Belgium, and we have done we've done Belgium, and we're just about to drop another Spanish artist as well. But at the moment, we've got people from, there's a whole lot from Spain, we've got Swedish, we've got German, we're talking of a load of people from Colombia, from Jamaica, Africa, like literally worldwide.
Awesome. That sounds so exciting, man. And again, something that's so exciting from an artist perspective to kind of have that as a thing going on is the cross-pollination you then get. You get the UK audience, but you also get the rest of the international audiences all kind of coming across each other, which is always cool to see. Like, I mean, with this as a project, how long has this season kind of been in the works? I suppose the planning, the kind of organizing, because I'm assuming there's a lot more to do on an international scale.
All right, cool. So all of my seasons start around between March and May, and they all finish in December. So this season, we was planning it from when the last season was finishing. That's November, December. And then we launched this season a few weeks back. So there was a few months of planning, but I just wanted to make sure I get my ethos very much of, I want to bring for a lot more international acts, and I also want to bring for a lot more cyphers from up and comers, because I feel like that essence of a lot of people rapping on one beat isn't really here no more. So that's something that I brought back as well. We just dropped to Middlesbrough, Cypher, some up and comers from there, and the reception from that was crazy, like because I think Middlesbrough doesn't get any recognition about any rappers or anything, so when they can really put on for their city, they really put on. So, and I know there's many other towns all over the place where people just want that recognition, and that's what I love to do. I just love to give people a chance just to change their lives, to be honest. But yeah, man.
Awesome. Like, I mean, I was going to ask this. Obviously, being involved closely with Link Up, being involved closely, obviously from a general manager, you can't get more closely involved than that. But being so like on the ball with it, and obviously running the kind of Hardest Bars series as well. I wanted to kind of ask with this, because obviously you see a lot of artists come through. You see a lot, you on a day-to-day basis, I'm presuming you're speaking to artists, you're organising locations, you're organising scenarios. Is this something you've just kind of always found yourself doing? Like in regards to just putting a platform on for artists, giving them that kind of plateau to step onto?
Yeah, always. I mean, my thing has always been that from 2013, when Hardest Bars was on the first on Link Up TV, as soon as that went out, the first thing we said is, okay, cool, how can we help the up and comers around us? So at the end of all of the Hardest Bars shows, we used to put freestyles on there. So we used to get all the best up and comers just to freestyle at the end of our show while the credits was going up, because we knew this was a big opportunity for people to put their talent out on a big platform like Link Up TV. And this is 9 years ago. So it's always been in my interest to just help people, always helping people. How can I help people? How can I help the people that doesn't have as much resources as me, or may not be able to get studio time or do videos or do this or do that? Because there's so much talent out there that just don't have the accessibility to certain things. And if they did, they could be the next Stormzy's, Dave's, Drake's, whoever. So my thing has always been just helping and just, you know, just selflessly helping as well. So that's always been something that's been very close to my heart, just to help.
Awesome, man. I mean, it rings very true in the kind of depth of the projects that we've seen so far, and the just kind of the consistency as well. It very much rings true in that. So just to kind of round off then, whilst we've got you on the line, obviously this is the current project, Hardest Bars Season 4, is very much what's on the radar at the moment. That's where all the energy is going. But I've got a funny feeling, being the kind of person you are, having kind of being involved in different things, like, is there anything else like moving forward that you're kind of keen to, I suppose, get involved with, or any kind of projects or areas that you're kind of going, you know, at some point I want to dive into that?
At the moment, so Hardest Bars is a label in itself. So beginning of the year, we dropped a project called Rap and Drill, which is like a short film music video sort of thing. If you check it out, you'll get exactly what I mean. But we're always doing little side ventures, and we've got a few singles dropping this year. We've got a few like original based shows and dropping this year. Like, everything is musical based, but we're just dipping our toe in many other things just to keep that whole vibe of helping people going on. So so there's a few things coming, but I think once you follow us on the socials, then you'll just see everything we're doing, because we always keep people up to date with everything that we're doing.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Just so people are aware, then, where can people follow you? I mean, you personally on socials as well as obviously the Link Up TV brand.
So me personally at Joey Clipstar, that's JoeyClipstar. Follow us at Hardest Bars, normal spelling. Follow us at Link Up TV, normal spelling. That's us on all socials, all socials.
Amazing, man. Well, I've got to say, it's been great to sit down with you today, actually have a chat about the projects you're working on, hear a bit about the history as well, the kind of graft that's gone into it, and see it now blossom into this fabulous thing. Season 4 is out now, and the videos are coming weekly. Do make sure you go and check them out on Link Up TV. Dude, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for taking the time out of your morning.
No worries, and thank you for this chat, man. It's been a good chat.
Each and every time, man. Great to chat to you. Right then, people, we are going to jump into the sounds of the Dub Shack next, which is, of course, our daily reggae section. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere. This is Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio.
Trickstar Radio. Live from the South Coast.